Tuesday at 7, we're in our Philippians verse-by-verse study. We're in chapter 2, and we're going to progress past verses 6 through 8. We spent 2 weeks studying those verses. I hope that was helpful for those of you listening, talking about what the Godhead was and how there's three persons in one and how Jesus Christ is one man, fully God, fully man, and why it's important to recognize both his deity, him being God, and that he's a man. He had to be a man to die, and he had to be God to die for our sins. And so when you start messing with his deity and saying, well, he's lesser God, he's not fully God, or his humanity, he's not a man like you, then it removes him as that necessary atonement for your salvation. So we dealt with that for the last 2 weeks, and I wrote an article about it yesterday, sent it out to our mailing list, which is continuing to increase, talking about God's reputation. Philippians 2, 6 is the verse that that is mistranslated in other Bibles. And what it says in the King James Bible is that God made himself of no reputation. In other Bibles, it says that he emptied himself. And from that is the wrong teaching. We've talked about how Jesus, when he became a man, he put on flesh, he stopped being God in some way. He laid aside his godhood so he could become a man. He traded it in, you know, for a human body. And so he emptied himself of those things. And really, that's not what happened. Jesus has always been God, and when he put on human flesh, he was still God. He just added a human body to himself and became a part of the creation. And so that's what it was. Really, what was going on there was that God was making himself of no reputation. Reputation, of course, is how other people see you, right? And so you may try to keep up your reputation by keeping up the way people see you in a positive light. Well, God, who's the creator of all things and all powerful and in all places, knowing all things, man being created from dirt and being having the tendency by nature to sin, God putting on human flesh isn't exactly reputable for God, you see. And so him putting on human flesh became disreputable for him, especially when he, in his flesh as a man, was obedient to die on a cross with thieves and criminals and sinners. So people to look at him would not say, look at that, there's the God of all glory. That wasn't the reputation he was portraying, you see. And so God, who had the highest reputation of us all, put on flesh and became no reputation for us so that we can be saved. Of course, looking back on that, we know why he did that. He didn't just do that for the fun of it. He did it to save us. And so he looked at us who had low reputations. He put on no reputation for us, and he died for us to save us. And so that's what was going on in Jesus Christ. It had nothing to do with God changing who he was or Jesus Christ not being God. He was God and knew what he was doing. So that's a summary. If there's any questions about that, we really need to deal with it. So make sure you ask those if you have them. That is the fundamental of Christianity, the fundamental truth of Christianity is that Jesus Christ is God and that he died for our sins. And so it's unfortunate that a lot of Christian leaders are playing with that doctrine and twisting it and trying to change it. And so make sure you get that understanding in your mind. Anyway, that's what we studied the last 2 weeks in Philippians. This week we're going to move past that and progress through chapter 2.